I believe that some careers cannot be dictated totally online. I mean, as I said before in other questions, in other reflections, the role of the state in regulating teaching modalities is very important, especially in careers that may affect public good or health, such as medicine or some engineering programs. Special care must be taken in professional practices. I mean, we cannot replace all professional practices by online ways of learning or online ways of practice. Maybe we can replace some of them, yeah, but I'm sure we cannot replace 100% of these practices. Regarding the gender, here again, the context is especially important. In Western cultures, women have been joining careers that historically belong to men for years, and in many of them, they are already the majority. But in other cultures, where religious factors are very conservative values and intersect on this issue, it's more difficult. No? It's a very sensitive point when the gender goes with religion. We have to be very careful with this, but I think that in many countries today, the gender is not, hopefully, you know, we are happy for this, that it's not not a conflict in these careers. Regardless of whether it is online or face-to-face, I believe, especially we national agencies, not private agencies, we should make an effort to guarantee the quality of all programs. So that quality is not an exclusive good of those who can afford that program. Yeah, I know if I am clear with this. I think that especially with online programs, a good quality system guarantees that all programs meet a minimum level of quality, where the work of the agencies is done in favor of symmetry and not asymmetry. We need to work that all the programs, all online programs, reach minimum